Now here we're going to demonstrate that the balanced truncation method can be a very good method. Actually, the bound can be very tight. That means you can the prediction of the error actually is quite accurate. It doesn't mean that you cannot get a better model reduction techniques, but what we're saying that the bounded actually can be quite tight. Now also, as we showed before, that the bound we can also bound it below by some arrows, and here we haven't shown that, but we can actually show that the arrow bound, the arrow of the truncation is actually always greater than sigma r plus 1. So that would be also a very important thing to note, that we know that if all those singular values are very, very small, then balanced truncation can give us a very, very good approximation, because the up bound is fairly, fairly small. Now, here we're going to show a simple example. We have a trans function with poles at a1 to an, and they are in such a way that summation of a fractional form, and we can find a state realization very easily, and then we can compute the control bilogramian and observable bilogramians, and we can show in this case the infinite norm is actually equal to the value of the trans function evaluated at zero frequency, and it turns out is actually also equal to 2 times of all the singular values. So what this says is that if you're doing model truncation or using the singular values to bound the error, it's actually pretty tight.